broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
I don't like it as far as I'm putting lands on my kids.
Nice one, Bogner. Are you hypnotized tonight? Has someone hypnotized you?
I definitely can understand the way he feels to be.
Jews are good with money.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night to 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast with a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. Through the looking glass we go. Ho! Going places other talk shows can't go. Republicans vow to roll back the Obama agenda now. Now that they hold the majority in the House, joining us this hour, Marilyn Donnelly from the Sunshine State Tea Party people. She's going to join us from Florida to talk about what's next on the Tea Party agenda. You know, it wasn't all about the Tea Party, as you well know. There were quite a few Tea Party candidates that were defeated, but I think they got about 80% of their candidates elected last night. So it was far from any kind of a defeat for the Tea Party. It was quite an evening for them. And we're going to talk to Marilyn Donnelly in a moment about that. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And of course our online presence is philhendryshow.com. If you head over there, you can take a look at a live streaming video cast of our show right now, as well as the live streaming audio. And you can access thousands of hours of archive material, thousands of hours of individual character bits. We have video archives. We've got on-demand, as well as our podcasts, our mini podcasts, our classic Phil podcast. There's all kinds of stuff, man, going on at the Phil Hendry Show website, because it's a radio show website, because we know about radio. And we've got a show that's worthy of archiving. So check it out, philhendryshow.com. All right, let's gonna get Marilyn Donnelly on the line here from Orlando, Florida, first and foremost, and say hello and a very good evening to her. A very pleasant good morning to you, Marilyn. How are you?
Well, it's been a wonderful 24 hours, a wonderful 48 hours, Phil, in the life of a neophyte politico, but I'm really enjoying it.
What a night for you, as well as the conservatives, Republicans, people across the country who were opposed to the current direction of the country. Quite a sweeping night, huh?
It was indeed. And we are poised for more and I think even better moves in the near future. And we are poised to take the message to Washington that we want smaller government, that we want individuals responsive to the electorate, individuals that are responsive to the American people. And we simply are not going to allow Washington to dictate to us how much of our hard-earned money we put into ridiculous programs that are designed to help no one, that could never possibly help anyone, and that are doomed to failure. And we think this is a great time, Phil, to bring more people into the Tea Party movement by expressing, I think, a expansive and a point of view that is embracing of all American people. And to that end, the Sunshine State Tea Party, in referring to our founding fathers and mothers, which is something that will be a point of departure for us from other Tea Party organizations in this country, but we hope that others will pick up on this.
Well, you're talking about the founding mothers and fathers, which is not I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We've had a lot of women involved in the founding of our country. But are you talking about the Abigail Adamses and...
No, we're really not. Abigail Adams was a wonderful counsel to her husband. Martha Washington was the same. And certainly there were other women involved from the standpoint of domestic... I heard Ellen Burstyn once say that women are assistant people. No, we want the term founding fathers and founding mothers to be used in the sense that women as well as men were involved in the very creation of the legal charter of this country. That is, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and even still to some extent the fighting of the Revolutionary War. Now, were there women at the signing of the Declaration of Independence? No, there were not, but it is not really a point that needs to be argued, because while there were no women actually there, the perception that there were is not too far off. It's not, in other words, the perception that there were women who helped write the Constitution, it is not that far removed from reality when you think that, yes, there could very well have been women helping with the Constitution. It just so happens that in those days, women were not allowed to do that kind of work. We have so many people who signed so many documents that founded this country, we can't recite all of them. So there's no, I think, problem in saying, well, there must have been a woman in there, or maybe there were women. It doesn't really matter. The perception that women helped found this country and helped write the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, as well as lead as soldiers in the Revolutionary War, would help so many American women at a time when we need to see ourselves far more actively than we do.
Yeah, but are American women going to want to see themselves historically? Are they going to, not themselves, but are they going to want to see other American women historically in a false light?
We don't think it's a false light, Phil, and I'll tell you why.
Why not?
Because had women been allowed to be involved in politics in those days, women would have signed the Declaration of Independence. Had women been allowed to be involved in politics in those days, women would have written the Constitution. So what we're saying is that, in essence, in a theoretical sense, women did sign the Declaration of Independence and write the Constitution. If women had been allowed in the military in those days, women would have been members of the military and would have been members of the congressional army. So it's not too far removed to say that women were a part of the actual founding fathers and mothers of this country.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. Marilyn Donnelly from the Sunshine State Tea Party joining us. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about the Tea Party and the Republican Party and the conservative movement in this country and the great victories that you guys achieved last night. The victories that you achieved last night, are they making it possible for you to sort of take this next, and forgive me for using the word, but this next propaganda step?
Well, I don't see it as a propaganda step at all.
Well, it sort of feels to me like now's the time to empower women historically. So you want to say the founding fathers and mothers. Now, people are going to agree with that.
Yes, they will agree with that because there were founding fathers and mothers. But we want to go a step further. We want, when we say the words founding fathers and founding mothers, we want young women to believe that those founding mothers...
Yeah, I know. Signed the Declaration of Independence, wrote the Constitution, and...
Well, don't preempt me, Phil. Let me finish. Yes, wrote the Constitution and signed the Declaration of Independence and fought in the Revolutionary War and were every bit as much a part of the bloodletting and the conquering of the Continental Army during the Revolutionary War as men. Is it so? It doesn't matter, because had it been legal for women to do those things, then they would have. So this is a very subtle point, but we want it very clearly understood. Women must now be perceived as founding mothers, like men are perceived as founding fathers, but not in the sense that they baked apple pie. In the sense that they actually signed the Declaration of Independence.
And when you look at the Declaration of Independence and you see that there are no female names on that document, what do you say to a young woman who said, but we signed the Declaration of Independence?
You can certainly say to her that women were not allowed to sign the Declaration of Independence, and they weren't. Had they been allowed, yes, there would be female names there. Who is hurt by changing the way we teach history? These are small changes. There are no victims here.
So when you take a young lady and you show her the Constitution, and you look at the names of the delegates from each of the states who signed the Constitution, and there are no women, you say to that young woman, there would have been women signing it had they been allowed.
There most certainly would have been women signing it had they been allowed, but they were not allowed. But there are women's signatures that should be on the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
Who are they?
I don't know. They were not allowed to sign it.
But were they in Philadelphia?
I don't know.
Ms. Donnelly, were there women involved in the writing of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence?
Mr. Henry, I don't know the answer to that. I do know it was illegal to have women involved in the creation of those documents. And so the women that were involved in creating those documents...
Well, you don't know that women were involved in creating those documents, do you?
And you don't know that they weren't. And that's the point that we are trying to make to our young ladies. I don't know if there were women in the Revolutionary and the Continental Army. I don't know that a woman didn't lead a charge on those British trenches at Yorktown. But it's time now to at least allow women to think it was possible.
And so to that end, we now begin to refer to them as our founding fathers and our founding mothers.
Founding fathers and founding mothers, yes. And this is part of our Tea Party, if you will, the embracing of a larger piece of history by the Tea Party. This was a wonderful win for us last night, Bill. We cannot squander the opportunity. And the founding fathers and founding mothers, and let me underline that, founding fathers and founding mothers of this country are smiling, I think, on all of us today.
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
And if I could make one more point, Bill, when we say founding fathers and founding mothers, we want to emphasize founding mothers. And I want to see the reaction of men when I do that. Founding fathers and founding mothers. What do men do? How do they react? A lot is going to depend upon that. A lot will depend how far we are able to move into the future. How far we are able to take this country will depend a lot on how men react to the phrase founding fathers and founding mothers.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. What do you think about incorporating into our speech now the line founding fathers and founding mothers? And not just from the standpoint of Abigail Adams and Martha Washington, cooking food or, you know, keeping a nice home, but from the standpoint of there might very well have been women involved in the signing of the Declaration of Independence and the creation of the Constitution. 877-876-PHIL. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The founding fathers and founding mothers.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, welcome back here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. We'll get to some of your phone calls in a moment here. 877-876-PHIL. We've got on the line Marilyn Donnelly. Ms. Donnelly is with the Tea Party of the Sunshine State Tea Party. Excuse me, Marilyn. The victory of the conservative movement in this country at the polls last night has not only emboldened people in the Tea Party, in the Republican Party, to move their agenda forward, but you see this as an opportunity to expand the rights of women and the position of women in history. And that is with the phrase, the founding fathers and founding mothers. You said something before the break that I thought was interesting. You said as the length to which we are able to succeed in this country, how far we're able to go, will depend a lot on how well men accept that phrase.
Yes.
What did you mean by that?
Well, what I meant, Phil, is simply the founding fathers and founding mothers. That is a real statement. That is not a concocted statement. There were founding fathers and there were founding mothers. The founding fathers have been given a great deal of credit for the creation of some of the most epic documents in the history of self-governance in this world, the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution. There are no credit given at all to women in either the creation of those two documents or in any kind of service to this country by way of arms. That would be in the military. Our educational system must include in the phrase the founding fathers and the founding mothers, which is the way that we want that phrase to be heard, gives young ladies an opportunity to know that women were involved in the founding of this country.
But you don't want it just to be about women involved in the founding of the country, like Betsy Ross or Abigail Adams.
No, it's too late for that. It's much too late for the tales of Abigail Adams and Martha Washington and Betsy Ross. We've moved past that.
But those are real women. Those were real people, and they lived. Eliza Hamilton is another. She was very popular.
Eliza Hamilton was a woman who had been married to a man that cheated on her. We want strong women recognized as our founding mothers. And those would be the women that founded the country and signed the Declaration of Independence. Now, I know that no women's names appear on the Declaration of Independence. That does not mean there weren't women involved in writing it. Now, I know there are no...
You're making an assumption there. I don't know. Being a fan of history and wanting history to be historically accurate...
Well, do you think history is accurate when it writes that there were only men signing the Declaration of Independence?
I think insofar as we know what the Declaration of Independence, what went into to creating the Declaration of Independence, I think that history is accurate.
And shouldn't history be fair to women?
History needs to be accurate. I've never said that history needs to be fair. History needs to be accurate. If it happened a certain way...
And what of the name Governor Morris on the Declaration of Independence, which we read as Guinevere Morris? Do you know who Guinevere Morris was?
Governor Morris.
It reads as Guinevere Morris.
So you're now telling me there was actually a woman who signed the Declaration of Independence?
I don't know. I can tell you there are interpretations as to the signing of that document, as well as the Constitution. And to say the founding fathers and the founding mothers is to say that the founding mothers did more than bake cookies and make beds and bring their husbands lunch.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Do you believe founding fathers and founding mothers? You want this phrase used in schools.
Well, we want the phrase used in schools, but we want the phrase recited in such a way so as to emphasize the contribution of women, so it'll be founding fathers and founding mothers. And you give emphasis founding fathers and founding mothers. You give emphasis.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Here is Drew in Boston. Go ahead, Drew. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
All right. I was just saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, that we should make it seem like women had a part in the, founding of our country. But you really need to have at least one example that you could pull off the top of your head. You know, any given person could give at least three founding fathers, you know, right off the top of their head. So if you want to do the fair...
Those are the only ones that they recorded,
only,
though.
Well, I mean,
those are the only people that they recorded.
It's just, I'm just saying, you know, you know, if you want it to be all fair, you know, then you got to be fair. You have to have an example, at least one, and saying, oh, well, they don't keep records. That's, you know, that's a little ridiculous.
Exactly. I mean, but they didn't.
You know, you find love letters and stuff from the people back then. You know, you got to find at least one document that had a woman that was saying that the, you know, what was going on is good.
Well, we feel that young women knowing that there were women there. And so to say that...
But we don't know that there were women there.
Do you have a document... See, you gentlemen don't understand. The history's written by men. They're not going to record the presence of women.
Are you saying that there were women there, but it was not recorded?
I'm saying it does not hurt us to tell our young women, yes, there were women there.
Even though we can't be sure...
What difference does it make? Who cares?
Well, you want to take credit. You want women to take credit for something that you can't prove had anything to do with.
Who's to say that that name is not Governor Morris, that name is indeed Guinevere Morris? We don't know.
That name is Governor Morris because the name is recorded elsewhere as Governor Morris.
The name is recorded elsewhere as Governor Morris, Phil, because that is what was on the Declaration of Independence, but the name could very well be that of a Guinevere Morris.
Well, then you're saying that there was a woman there and that she was dressed as a guy. I don't know. Drew, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL as we talk here with Marilyn Donnelly from the Sunshine State Tea Party. Were there women there?
It doesn't matter if they were really there or not. We want people to think they were.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, welcome back. I've got Marilyn Donnelly on the line from the Sunshine State Tea Party. Big wins last night for Tea Party conservatives, Republicans across the country. I stated at the outset, Ms. Donnelly, that the Tea Party didn't do bad last night.
Oh, no, we did very well, very, very well, Phil. I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 80% of our candidates were elected, so the idea that the Tea Party was not the story last night is very much not a factor.
But we're talking about you taking this win by the Tea Party and now using it to expand the influence of American history into all walks of life. You want it said now, founding fathers and founding mothers. Even though we don't have evidence of women signing the Declaration of Independence or of the Constitution.
I'll give you an example. You know, if you say you believe in God and I say, do you have proof of God? You would say to me, who cares? So if I say to you that we had founding mothers who were a part of the writing of the Declaration of Independence, and you say to me, do you have proof? I say to you, who cares? Because it is more important for young women to know that women were there every step of the way, signing it, putting into play the Constitution, the War of 1812, as my father used to say, the whole Megillah. Do you know, Phil, whether the name Hugh Williamson is that of a Declaration of Independence signer or a linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles? Hugh Williamson, who?
Well, I'm going to have to assume a signer of the Declaration.
Yes, he was the signer of the Declaration of Independence, but you could easily have thought of him as a black linebacker in the National Football League. Why couldn't he have been a black man signing the Declaration of Independence? Charles Pinckney, who was a very famous foppish man from South Carolina, was he gay? Abraham Baldwin, was he a transsexual? Is LGBT represented? All of these questions can now become a part of our national historical dialogue.
Not to the extent that you've got to invent things. 877-876-PHIL.
I just got done explaining and going through a great many examples and a lot of information, and for you to throw it all away with a comment before you go to a phone call, it irritates me. It really, I have to be honest, it really does.
I apologize, but that's my job. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Maurice on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Maurice. You're on with Marilyn Donnelly.
Yeah, Marilyn, I wanted to make a point that it seems like you're trying to rewrite history, and I think it's absurd because I don't think it's necessary to do that just for the so that young women can feel empowered. I'm an African-American. I'm a Republican. And to me, that's almost like saying, well, let's just say that there was white slaves so that black people will feel somehow empowered that, you know, they had some part in something that they didn't. I don't think it's necessary. I think you're
Why can't we do that? Why not do that? How do we know there weren't white slaves and black plantation owners?
Oh, come on. That's just... Yeah, it's putting a political... Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not... It's pointless. That's all it is. It's not even necessary. I mean, look at the achievements that lots of women have achieved without even having to do that. And, you know, people, like young girls coming up these days, they don't even put a lot of thought into things like that. Only thing they look at is, what can I achieve from this point on? So I don't think there's even any point of rewriting history.
I agree with you there, but young women don't think about history, and as a result, young women find themselves caught in a world of contemporary issue and contemporary struggle that has no historical context. And I would want young women to understand that founding fathers and founding mothers. And you notice the way I say that? Can I ask you, Maurice, does that bother you?
Does what bother him?
It doesn't bother me. The only thing that bothers me is it's not accurate. And when you look at history, you want history to be accurate. I think it's better
to have
it that way and just to look at, okay, look how far we've come. Look what we've achieved now. Look what we can achieve in the future. I think it's much better to have it that way than to try and,
Would you call Crispus Attucks, who was an African-American, would you call Crispus Attucks, one of the men killed in the Boston Massacre by the British, a founding father of this country, a man who bravely stood up to the British and was shot down that night?
A founding father?
Yeah.
Well,
a revolutionary...
A revolutionary martyr,
a revolutionary, maybe, but not a founding father.
But I'm not asking you, Mr. Henry, because you're not black.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, no, I don't think that's the reason. It's just that that's not, he wasn't part of writing any part of the Declaration or signing it or anything else. And that's just the reality of it. It doesn't mean that black people don't have a place in history and black people haven't achieved anything, but...
But what if we found out he had signed the Declaration of Independence and then was gunned down?
Who?
Well,
Crispus Attucks.
That didn't happen.
Well, considering that his signature's not on it, I don't think we can discover that.
How can you say that? What do you mean he signed it and then got gunned down?
Because it was in 1775 that Crispus Attucks was gunned down. And
no, it wasn't. It was in 1770. You got to get your history right before you can, rewrite history.
And that's very cute. My point is simply this. Again, founding fathers and founding mothers.
All right, I got it. All right, thank you very much, Maurice, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Crispus Attucks is not a founding father. Crispus Attucks is a revolutionary. He was an American revolutionary.
Let me tell you who Crispus Attucks really was. Crispus Attucks was a sailor. He was a seaman. He had just gotten off a merchant ship. He was drinking in a Boston tavern with his mates. He heard this ruckus going on down the street. He came out of the tavern and down the street and confronted the British. He was, yes, a revolutionary, and yes, he was a martyr, but more to the point, he was just a drunk that was staggering down the street. And
let's not start calling people names. You got women who were signing the Declaration of Independence, and Crispus Attucks is a drunk, and you're just all of a sudden... You know,
well, why can't I start calling some of these people out if we do not allow women to take their rightful place at the Constitutional Convention?
At the Constitutional Convention?
Yes.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, I had a real quick statement for the lady on the telephone.
Sir.
She does
yes, sir.
Understand that history is, in fact, based on facts instead of just calling it a...
Yes, it is. I understand that. Hello?
Timmy there? Well, I guess he hung up. And probably the reason why he hung up is because he heard you belch. Here is it Rafiq? Rafiq, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, I am. This is Rafiq.
Yes, go ahead.
I can understand the premise that she's attempting to use, but being a black man in America, I do have a history from my forefathers that have played a very important role in building this country. Now, what I'm saying is very brief. If that premise exists that she's trying to put forward, then everyone should be inclusive, not exclusive.
I agree. I totally agree, and that's why I think that Hugh Williamson could very well have been black.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. Hugh Williamson was a real guy. He was white.
Well, we don't know that for sure. And the reason why I say that, if you have the name Hugh Williamson, it sounds like a black man's name, doesn't it? Rafiq?
Yes.
Do you think the name Hugh Williamson sounds black?
What I'm saying is can be proven historically.
All right.
We have Christopher Adams, who fought in the Revolutionary War. We have my friends who helped build Washington, D.C. We played a very important role in this country. So if we're going to say the founding father, mothers and fathers or founding fathers and mothers, we should also say the founding fathers, mothers, and enslaved.
Well, I more than that, I'll go you one better. We should say the founding white and black fathers and white and black mothers.
What's wrong with that?
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that. I like that.
All right, fine. But I want to tell you this. If we're going to say founding white fathers, founding black fathers, founding white mothers, that's okay, but you can't say that the founding white mothers were involved in something they weren't involved in. If you're trying to tell me they signed the Declaration of Independence or that they were at the Constitutional Convention...
Well, what about black people?
I think this gentleman put it very well. Black people built Washington, D.C. Many of them served in the Revolutionary Army. They went on to serve in the Civil War. There's a great many founding black fathers and black mothers, but and white fathers and white mothers, but they weren't at the Declaration of Independence, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, Phil, you insult every black man when you say that.
How am I insulting black people when I say that?
Well, Rafiq, tell him.
I don't think hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I don't think as much as in Sorden, if we really dig down deep into it, we'll find that Abraham Lincoln had black children. So shouldn't those children be represented through their father as being part of that signing?
I think so. I think Abraham Lincoln himself might have been black. And
well, come on, will you? How do you know that?
Oh, so it isn't possible, is it?
Well, I know that he was friends with Frederick Douglass. That's about all I know. Abraham Lincoln, you know...
What about Beethoven? See, this is what we're saying. And we're, yeah, Beethoven was black. So.
All right, thank you very much, Rafiq, for your call. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. I'm just going to take a break here because now I've got Beethoven's black, Abraham Lincoln, and let's see, what else? Well, 877... Oh, yeah, Hugh Williamson was a linebacker for the... Eagles. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
The founding fathers and the founding mothers.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL as we talk here with Marilyn Donnelly from the Sunshine State Tea Party. Great victory for the Tea Party last night, but today you would like to take that a step further, Ms. Donnelly, and you would like to almost codify founding fathers and founding mothers. You want founding mothers mentioned in every phrase with founding fathers, and you don't want that to mean that they were just Abigail and Martha making ice cream, that they were women signing the Declaration of Independence. Marilyn, you there?
Yes, Phil.
That's correct, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is, in essence, correct. You see, the founding fathers, and I have with me from our theatrical arm, Chuck Worsley. Chuck is a actor. And he does the recreations, he does a great many one-man shows featuring our founding fathers. And again, as I said to the last caller, it is how men react to the phrase founding fathers and founding mothers.
Okay, we lost, we'll get her back here. Let me, Marilyn Donnelly is our guest. Marilyn, are you there?
And that is why we have Chuck here.
Marilyn, we didn't hear that last part. Let me take a phone call and then I'll get to... what you have Chuck standing by to demonstrate to us. 877-876-PHIL. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Marilyn Donnelly.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I just have a comment about your guest and her opinion. I'd like to see some proof of what she is trying to say happened with the Declaration of Independence. The founding fathers were the people who signed the Declaration of Independence and actually founded the Constitution of this country. There were a lot of females and blacks who contributed to what this country is and what it started out to be. But if you're talking about founding fathers, then I would like to see some proof.
And founding mothers. And founding mothers as well. And the point that I'm making is, you want proof. Well, right now, what we're looking at is the very very likely a possibility there were LGBT that were represented there.
LGBT at the signing?
Yes.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual. Who was a lesbian or a bisexual?
Well, I mentioned Charles Pinckney.
That's ridiculous.
But you don't know that. You're saying that because you want to believe that every. In other words, Margaret, what you're saying here.
I thought I was talking to a caller.
I apologize, Mike. Go ahead.
It's ridiculous. You just got through saying that Abraham Lincoln was black. Look, black people contributed to this country, and they've made some great contributions and sacrifices to this country. But to try to push your personal agenda, whatever that may be, is ridiculous. You're trying to rewrite history because it's something that you want to believe and apparently want to make others believe, and it just doesn't work that way. Facts are facts.
I'm trying to the founding fathers and founding mothers. If Abraham Lincoln was black, it's time to face the music.
We don't know that he's black. There's no evidence that he's black. None whatsoever. No evidence. And we have to go by way of evidence. We can't just say, I assume, based on... There's a lot of circumstantial things in this world. History has circumstantial evidence. But until such time as we can really connect the dots in a sane way, there's no indication whatsoever in Abraham Lincoln's lineage that he was black.
You know, Phil, you're doing a lot of talking, and you're not letting the callers talk. If you let the callers talk, I'm able to convince them of what I'm saying.
And I don't think this man is convinced at all. Mike, thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Cheryl on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. You're on with Marilyn Donnelly.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. First of all, God help us if this woman actually is part of the Tea Party, because to me it sounds like you have a very liberal agenda. And
No, I do not. I want women involved in the very building blocks of this country. No way, Jose.
I understand that, but you can't reinvent history. You have no proof. Just because that you would like to think that it was that way, you can't actually say that it was. Because history is based on historical facts. That's the definition of history, is it not?
What do you think of the idea that, don't you, yes, that is what it is based on. How likely is it that a woman wasn't somewhere in the vicinity as they were signing that declaration?
It doesn't matter if the likelihood of them being in the vicinity. It's the fact of whether they were actually documented in being
right
there. That is history.
What do you mean?
History.
What do you mean at the vicinity?
As they were signing the Declaration of Independence, was there a woman somewhere within a two or three city block radius? Let me just ask that. Do you think that's possible?
Well, of course. But that doesn't mean just because, I mean, if someone is in a two or three block radius of any historical event happening, does that mean that they are actually a part of that historical event taking place?
Does not. No, it does not, but it does give us the opportunity to contemplate that if there were women in the vicinity, why weren't they there signing the document? You see?
Oh, come on, because there's a woman walking down the street outside of the very hall where the men were signing the Declaration of Independence. You're now saying, aha, maybe she was in there signing it.
I don't think I went, aha, like I'm in a Felix the Cat cartoon. I'm saying the following thing. To Cheryl, do you believe, Cheryl, it would matter if we said founding fathers and founding mothers? Do you think men would be able to get with that?
Well, I don't really see a problem with saying founding fathers and founding mothers. I don't really think that anybody has an objection to that.
Okay.
The issue is trying to reinvent history or change, because you're very adamant about wanting to change what is taught in schools and in history.
Is there the possibility that when they were signing the declaration there was a gay man there in the building?
Well, so what if he was in the building? Oh, I get it. Was he serving the drinks? Maybe he was waiting the tables where they were going off and having their pints of ale or whatever the hell those guys did.
Maybe, and maybe he was there signing it. That's my point, Cheryl, and we'll never, ever make peace with history until we consider the possibility that, yes, there was a transsexual signing the Declaration of Independence.
Okay, first of all, it's not that you're wanting to just explore, from my understanding, it's not that you're just wanting to explore the possibility. You're actually wanting to document and say that it is fact, when in fact we have no fact that that's the way that it was. So you can't rewrite history just because you want to explore the possibility that it could be that way.
But you yourself said it was very possible that somewhere in the area, as they were signing that, there was a queer that...
Well, can we not use that word, please?
I'm sorry. What do you think of us saying, Founding Fathers and... You know what? I got to get Chuck in here, Phil, because I promised him to do this. Chuck Worsley is an actor when I cue you. Founding Fathers and Founding Mothers. What do you think, Phil?
Great.
Oh, you're lying to me.
Phil Hendry.